Governor Sanders on two.
Oh, you good? I was at the wedding reception. Sorry I missed you.
That's all right.
You got a cold, haven't you?
I just woke up. I took about a 15-minute nap.
Gosh, I'm sorry I waked you up.
No, you didn't. No, I was getting ready to go to the alfalfa dinner tonight.
Oh, are you here in Washington?
Yes, sir. And
good gosh, I didn't know it.
I just wanted to call you and say howdy to you. See how you're getting along.
I just couldn't feel better. How you enjoy being out of public life?
I'm enjoying it very much.
Hurry up, make enough money, and keep hold on to some of it, some of those $100 bills, so you can come up here and work for it.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm also looking forward to working on that commission for urban affairs with Paul Douglas and them. I want you to know I appreciate it. I'll be
I want you to do a lot of things, and
I just want you to know whatever you want me to do, I'm gonna do.
Well, now you get you some good clients and make enough money to put it in the bank where you can feed that pretty girl and tell her hello from me, and then we'll get in there and get after it pretty soon.
Well, we gonna do that, and I just want to touch base with you. I understand my governor's coming up, and I'm glad he is. And I hope
he said he wanted to come bring a delegation. I talked to him. None of them heard of it. I don't know what happened, but he was, I guess, gonna fuss about the road money.
I think that's what he was talking about. But I think after you talk to him, maybe he will stay on that road. We've got him planted on a pretty fair road so far. No third party, no anything. And how long this fellow stay there, nobody knows. But at least he's headed in that direction. And if we can keep him in that direction, maybe we can keep our neighbor from across the line from coming over and making a little love to him or something next year. But he'll listen to you, I believe, when he comes up here. And if he doesn't, then some of us will take out after him and make him wish he'd listen to you. Hi, it's Lady Bird.
Doing fine. She's working her head off. We've just been going through with the Congress. We've got a rough session ahead of us, and we're working day and night to try to get our programs up. We'll have them up, I guess, by the middle of February.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Not right now, but there's a little later, and I want to sit down and talk to you. I want maybe you and Betty to come up and spend a weekend with me at Camp David some Friday afternoon. I'll send down and get you, and you can, or you can grab a plane, and I'll pick up a helicopter, and we'll run out here and spend
the
weekend quietly in the hills and do a little planning. I've got to get my messages out of the way, and then I'm going to start some mixing.
Well, we're getting moved in Atlanta. We've got us one of these dollhouses or townhouses out in Atlanta that we've moved into, and I've reestablished my law firm in Augusta, and I've opened up my law offices in Atlanta. So we're getting moved in, and I've recruited a couple of fine young boys. One young boy I've got coming with me was one of your White House Fellowship boys, a boy named Norman Underwood.
Oh, wonderful. Norman with you?
That's right.
I've got one of the best in the business here from Georgia named Tom Johnson.
I know him very well.
Yes,
frankly, if you ever let him go and he ever decides to come back to Georgia, I'd love to talk to him.
Not going to go while I'm here.
Norman's going to come with me, so
he handled all the briefings, and he's doing an exceptional job of it.
Tom Johnson's a great boy. I'm going up to Harvard in May and spend three or four days lecturing and one of those seminars.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
You just let me know in what direction, anytime you've got something that you want me to do, you just pick up the phone, call me, and let me know so that I can break some ground for you.
Carl, I'll do it. You're awfully sweet. I appreciate it. I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you, sir, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Love to meet you.
All right, sir.